Welcome to This Week in Debian, the podcast that brings you the latest news and interviews inside the Debian community. Brought to you by FrostbiteSystems.com, providing desktops and notebooks pre-installed with Debian. Every purchase from Frostbite Systems, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to Debian and help support this great project. So stop on by FrostbiteSystems.com and get your Frostbox today. Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us on this episode of This Week in Debian. Today we're speaking with Newts Tuket, who works on the Eclipse package and also some Java packages with Debian. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Oh, no, thank you for your time. Thanks for your patience. The people listening to the podcast don't know how long we've been trying to get this going. But thanks for your patience. To jump into the interview, the first question I like to ask everyone that I interview is, how did you first get involved into Linux?
In Linux? That was actually through my brother. He went to the university where he was introduced to it, and he sort of brought it home to me. At first I didn't think much of it, but at some point I decided Windows was not worth it anymore, and I jumped bandwagon, and well, that's how it started.
What was the distribution that your brother introduced you to?
It was actually Debian.
Oh, okay. So you just stuck with Debian this whole time then?
No, at some point, particularly because I had problems with the wireless on my laptop, I tried the Ubuntu for a while. I used that for a year or so, and then I decided to go back to Debian when I finally figured out how to do it in Debian.
Oh, okay. So is that the only reason why you stopped using Ubuntu to go to Debian?
There were some choices with it. I mean, Ubuntu is a fine selection for a lot of people, but it just didn't feel right for me.
Yeah. So what is it about Debian that you like then? What keeps you, you know, in Debian and working on Debian? What do you like about Debian?
I'm actually not too sure. I guess it's partly because it was the one I was introduced to, and partly because it just works for me.
Yeah.
Play around. I wouldn't exclude the possibility that if I've been introduced to Fedora, I would be in Fedora now.
Okay.
So, I haven't tried Fedora, so I don't actually know what they have or don't have, so to speak.
So, we mentioned that you work on the Eclipse package. Can you tell our listeners what Eclipse even is, if they're not even aware of what that package is? Can you give us a quick rundown of what Eclipse does?
Sure. It's a extensible IDE written in Java, which is the Eclipse package. Eclipse itself is basically just a few core, a little bit Eclipse kernel, plus some few plugins that makes the core of the Eclipse, and then everything else on top of that is just a bunch of plugins providing services and depending on each other.
You mentioned that it's an IDE, so it's a sort of a developer's environment where they can program in various different languages then, right?
Mostly, yes. I have seen some very weird plugins from time to time, which I'm not actually sure describes works as a part of an IDE normally, but I'm pretty sure you can make plugins that does other thing than editing text in a programming language of choice.
Okay. And you also said you work on some Java packages, but you mentioned before the interview that these are just Java packages that help the Eclipse software, right?
Well, most of them. Some of them, rather. I also picked some during my time before I started on Eclipse. I just picked a few because I joined the team and decided to help out with it, and they were in the need of, well, service.
Are they like the OpenJDK packages? What are some of the Java packages that you work with?
Usually it's some small forgotten package that's still in the archive, unless I have a specific one that Eclipse depends on or something that I'm actually needing. It's usually just I noticed that it hasn't been looked at for a while, and it well, is in need of attention. So, sort of a janitorial assignment.
Okay.
Janitorial.
With, I mean, have you experienced any problems with any of your Java packages since Oracle's taken over Java?
No, not myself, really. Not any more than I had before they took it. I hear there have been some trouble figuring out what's going to happen to JDK itself, but I haven't actually been directly involved with that.
Did you experience any problems? I heard before that with Eclipse, Oracle pushed in some kind of update, or they did something to break like Java within the you know within Eclipse to like you know the actual programming part of Java. Did any of that touch the Debian package?
I haven't heard anything about it, at least.
Oh, okay. That's good. So, how did you first get involved in the taking care of the Eclipse package?
Oh, yeah, that's a fun story, actually. I started about a year ago in May with my own little pet project, and then I joined the Java team. And I noticed the Eclipse package was badly outdated back then. But I also realized I had been on the project for 3 or 4 months, so it would be vastly difficult to start with Eclipse as my fifth or so package. So I considered just leaving it alone for a while. And then I overheard someone on the IRC channel in the Debian QA considering to remove it because it had been unmaintained. So I asked them if I could get a week to review the situation before I took it. And then 1 week later I decided it was all nothing. And, well, it is nothing at least.
That must be quite the package to overlook. I imagine it's heavily used, I would imagine. I know a lot of programmers use Eclipse to program in.
Yeah, it's one of my... one of the packages with the highest popcorn I have, as I recall.
Oh, is that the voting?
Yes, that's the feedback we get from the users who uses it.
Okay.
We get a count of how many users have our package installed. And as I recall, Eclipse is one of the highest used or highest popcorn applications I have.
Nice. Do you know what the number is?
Three or 5,000.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit of what the process is like to maintain a package in Debian?
Well, maintain a package or maintain Eclipse, that's basically two different things.
Oh, really? Okay, I guess we'll talk about Eclipse then. What's it like maintaining Eclipse for Debian? Like, what's the process that you have to go through, like, when there's a new release and stuff like that?
We haven't actually packaged a new release yet. We're working on it still. So when we took over the Eclipse package, almost 1.5 years ago now, we had a build system from old times, great and all, but it didn't work too well. So we joined up with the Fedora package maintainers on the Linux project, and we their build system worked on that.
Can you move a little bit closer to the mic because you're kind of cutting in and out?
Oh, sorry. We joined up with the Fedora people, and a lot of the work we're doing is actually making Eclipse compile from source.
Okay.
The average package usually either ships to the build system that compiles most of it from source or all of it from source build system at all. Eclipse has a build system where a lot of the plugins, they don't have a full build system from scratch, so that's one of the things they provided for us, the Linux tool project. And still then, many of the plugins, while they do have a built system, they usually depend either, on other things being pre-built and stuff like that, which we had to weed out and sure was built entirely from source.
Wow. How many people are on the Eclipse team?
In Debian?
Yeah.
Or in general?
Well, I mean,
Even with
the people that like help you maintain the package and stuff. How many is there? Is it only just you doing everything, or do you have people helping you?
No, I have Benjamin Drung, who was my co-maintainer, who joined me very early in the process. I think less than a month after I took it. And I had someone else who joined me, but in the end sort of vanished because he was too busy with something else.
Oh, okay.
So we got some people who are interested in helping, which is great. Unfortunately, Eclipse is not very easy to sort of just say, here, go have a look at the package and figure out if you want to help some. We have plenty of bugs you can fix or something like that. And most people don't ever sort of look at it and doesn't really get the overview of the package, and I don't blame them. It's not a very simple package to get the overview of, so. But I do. We have a name or two else of people interested.
Is it difficult to maintain because of like all the plugins that can tie into it?
No, more because the whole build system. Call it something like first bootstraps once, then bootstraps again, and then it builds everything from scratch.
Okay.
Which at some point, I mean, the bootstrap process is there to generate a builder system which can then build the whole Eclipse. So. And understanding how this process works is, well, or understanding that this is how it works and following through with it, understanding when you have to make changes. I mean, if you have to modify the build process for a plugin that's been bootstrapped, well, then you have to do certain things, extra things, than if you just do a non-bootstrap plugin, so to speak.
Okay.
It's one of the things you don't have with the extensions, which is vastly easier to package, in my opinion. So.
Do you maintain any extensions also?
Yeah, we recently got Eclipse, C and C++ development tools for Eclipse uploaded.
Okay. Do you overlook those too?
Sorry?
Do you overlook those two plugins also?
Yeah, I did them together with Benjamin. We had some few packages. We had got some two other extensions in Debian right now, which would development seed. We also looking at a Git plugin right now. It's on our list.
If people wanted to get involved, like where would they go if they want to get involved with the Eclipse or the Java packages that you handle?
Java thing, we have the general Java team, and most of the people there can help you get started there. Eclipse, you more or less need to get hold of either Benjamin or myself, because we don't really have that much documentation on it.
Can you move a little bit closer to the mic again?
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
For Eclipse itself, you would need probably to get in hold of good hold of either Benjamin or myself, because, as I said, we don't have much documentation on it. And, I mean, the build process in itself isn't that simple, really. For some of the extensions, you might be able to just figure out how we did those and work from that. But, again, you'll be welcome to contact us anyway.
Can you give out your contact information for people to get a hold of you?
Certainly. Well... It's my nils@tucat.net, or you can just email the Java mailing list asking for me. That would be, or and asking for information regarding your what you would like to work with, and I'll respond to it anyway.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about the Eclipse or Java packages that you're working on, or anywhere else that they can get involved? Do you have an IRC channel?
Yeah, the Java team has the Java Debian Java channel on the Debian network.
Okay.
It's ircdebian.net.org, sorry. It also has an alternative name I can never remember, but that's the one usually being listed.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd want to go you, that you want to go over that we might have overlooked with the Eclipse or Java packages, or anything else you'd like to mention?
Not that I can think of.
Right, well, thanks for your time and your work on the Eclipse package. I'm glad you scooped up before they got rid of it off of Debian. I can't imagine Eclipse not being inside of Debian. So I'm sure there's like you said, there's 3 to 5,000 people that are using it, so I'm sure they appreciate it too. So we thanks for your hard work and your dedication to free software.
Ah, my pleasure.
Right, well thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for hosting this wonderful podcast.
No problem, it's my pleasure. Thank you for listening to This Week in Debian. If you know someone or you yourself are in the Debian community, please get a hold of us. We can interview you. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Again, that email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.